皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning。
この間の12月、カンボジアの旅を通して神様が私が与えてくれた恵みについてお話ししていきたいと思います。
I'd like to share with all of you this morning about the grace and the blessings that I received through participating as a member of the Love and Serve mission team to Siem Reap, Cambodia this past December。
1つ目の恵みは祈りの時間でした。
The first blessing were the times of prayer that we had。
シンガポールの宿泊地でカンボジアのゲストハウスで飛行機の中でキリストの兄弟たちと手を握り合って祈る時間を神様は絶えず与えてくれました。どの祈りの時も誰かしら涙を流し、どの祈りも自然と御言葉であふれていました。
When we stayed at the church in Singapore, at the guest house in Cambodia, and in the airplane on our way back to Japan, God richly blessed me with some time to join hands and hearts together in intense prayer with some of my fellow brothers in Christ. Every time that we prayed, we were brought to tears, and the words of Scripture just naturally overflowed from our hearts and our mouths every time we prayed.
マタイの18章の2節、2人か3人が、私の名において集まっているところには、私もその中にいるのです。この御言葉の意味をはっきりと体験した瞬間でした。また100人や1000人ではなく 2,3 人で十分としているところに神様、私たちの神様がどんな神であるかがよくわかります。
In Matthew 18 verse 20 it says, For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. I got to really experience these words of Jesus on this trip in our times of prayer. And I learnedThat God doesn't need or expect 100 or 1,000 people to gather in order to be present or to work powerfully in that prayer. But even with just 2 or 3, He can move mightily.
2つの恵みは、目に見えないリーダーでした。
The second blessing was the unseen leader.
今回の旅では、はっきりと、目に見えて、チームを引っ張っていくリーダーとされる人物がいませんでした。ですが、目に見えないリーダーに引っ張られて、一人一人がそれぞれの場所で、それぞれの良さを十分に発揮させていた旅だったと思います。
Interestingly, this time, there wasn't a clear leader amongst the team members who rose above the rest. However, on this trip, I think everyone was motivated by the unseen leader who helped each and every member raise up and serve where and how they could.
私たちの中心には、常に神様が存在していました。今回の旅の中で毎日のように神様の話を聞く機会が多くあったのは、それぞれが自覚ないままにすぐ近くにいた神様の御霊に触れていたからだと思います。
God was at our center. On this mission trip, every day we had plenty of chances to talk about God and to share with each other because the Holy Spirit of God was near and touched us.
3つ目の恵みはイエスの弟子としての知恵でした。
And the third blessing was realizing the wisdom and the goodness of being Jesus' disciple.
カンボジアに行き、初めに感じたのは、自分自身には何もできないということでした。英語もできない私は、カンボジアの子供たちに対して、神様の愛や恵みをシェアすることもできないし、平和ボケをした日本にいる私には、カンボジアの子供たちが抱えている苦しみや悲しみを到底理解することができませんでした。なぜ自分がカンボジアに来たのかが分からなくなりました。
After we arrived in Cambodia, the first thing that I felt was this: I could do nothing. I couldn't speak English, and I felt like I didn't have any way to share with the children about God's love and grace for them. And I even felt like I was inadequate about truly understanding the suffering and the sadness at all of the children in Cambodia because I had grown up in such a better situation in Japan. I wondered why I even decided to go to Cambodia, and I had no idea.
その時に思い出したことがありました。私が聖書を学ぶきっかけを与えてくれたのは、ジョエルのハグだったことを。ジョエル自身、私に信仰を与えようと、ハグしたわけではありませんでした。私自身も、あのハグをきっかけで、自分がクリスチャンとして、生きる決断をするとは思っていませんでした。
But then I remembered something. The opportunity given to me to study the Bible was a hug from Joel. He himself wasn't hugging me, thinking that it would be a bridge to faith. Neither did I think or realize at the time that a simple hug would start the journey to faith in Jesus and the decision to become his disciple.
つまり、いつどこで、どんな形で信仰が芽生えるかは、神様にしかわからないのです。私がすべきなのは、神様が行けと言われた場所に行き、語れとすることを語り、御言葉の種をまくこと。種から芽を出すのは、神様の技によるものだけだということです。福音には、忍耐が必要であることと、最終的に人を救えるのは、神様だけであることを、再確認するきっかけとなりました。
In other words, only God knows when, where,And in what form faith will germinate. All I had to do was just go to the place where God led me to go and say what he led me to say and sow the seed of the word of God in the hearts of those beloved children. It's God's work alone to make those seeds sprout. And God reminded me and taught me that the gospel requires patient endurance and to know and trust that ultimately it is only God.
またバプテスマを受けた私、受けたばかりの私にも神様の愛と恵みを語る口を神様は与えてくれました。神様の話をする時の時間は本当にあっという間に時間が過ぎ、口が止まることがありません。
God gave even to me, one who had just been baptized a week before going to Cambodia, the gift of words to testify of God's love and grace. AnytimeThat we spent talking about God went by so quickly, and I couldn't help but testify about them to other people.
さらにカンボジアを通して神様が行った美しい技は、育った環境も言語も文化も違うカンボジアの子どもたちと私たちを互いに励まし合う関係にしてくれたことです。どちらがより多く励ましたというわけではなく、同じ大きさで互いの存在を尊重していたし、みんなが集まるときには絶えず笑顔がありました。
And one of the most amazing and mysterious things was that God gifted me with opportunities to witness and to be able to testify now to God's goodness in relationships with those Cambodian children whom I had just met and had literally nothing in common with in terms of culture, language, and growing up environment. There was joy in our midst and a mutual sense of encouragement and strengthening.
天にいます私たちのお父様のもとでは、どの人間もみんな平等であることに気づかされました。イエスの弟子として神様のしもべ、兵士、駒として生きていくことで、神様が望む全ての人が悔い改めに進むお手伝いを行えることを喜びと感じます。
We are all equal in standing under our Father God in heaven, and I'm thankful and joyful that God invites us into his kingdom work with him.He desires for all of us to share our need for repentance and to live as disciples of Jesus, his servants and soldiers in the spiritual battle against the evil one.
カンボジアの子供たち、また今絶望の中にいる人たち、私に救うことはできませんが、神様になら救ってくれることを信じています。神様は私にこのカンボジアの旅を通してどんなものよりも高価で尊い永遠の希望を手に入れたことに気づかせてくれました。
I can't save the Cambodian children or those who are struggling and in despair, but I really believe that God can. God taught me through this trip, my first mission trip to Cambodia, that the eternal hope that we receive is an unmeasurable treasure.
以上です。ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
皆さん元気ですか？サンナです。今日は私にとって不思議な日です。
Good morning everyone. I hope you're doing well. My name is Kana. Today is an amazing, almost unbelievable day for me. One I never imagined.
まず神様を最初に知ったのは大学1年生の時でした。ジュニーや、授業などから知識としては知っていましたが、信じていませんでした。バカにしていました。
I first heard about God in my freshman year of university at Ibaraki Christian. I had to take Bible classes as part of my coursework, and also heard about God from Johnny Bailey. But it was just information to me, and I didn't believe it. I even thought it was stupid and made fun of it.
そんな私が大学2年生の時に8月カンボジアに行くことを決めました。もちろんその時も神様を確認し信じていませんでした。
That's the kind of person I was. And in my sophomore year, I decided to go to Cambodia in August. Of course, even at that time, I continued to reject any idea of God and thought it was stupid.
しかしそんな私がなぜかミッションサンデーに証しをしてくれとジョエルさんやヒラさんから頼まれました。めっちゃくちゃ嫌でしたそしてその証は神様のことなんて一切触れず私の証、私がカンボジアで感じたことをただ語りました。
Yet somehow Joel and Hiro asked me to do a testimony for Mission Sunday here that following November. I didn't know why they asked me.And I totally hated that they asked me to do that. In that testimony, I didn't say even one thing about God, but rather only talked about what I personally felt and experienced in Cambodia.
8月のカンボジアの後も教会には行くものの友達に会いにお昼の時間が楽しみだからなど神様が主ではありませんでした。
After that first trip in August, the only reason I would come to Mito Church was to see my friends.And to enjoy hanging out at lunch and for the afternoon. It had nothing to do with God, and I didn't have any regard for God as Lord or as the purpose of the church.
去年の3月のカンボジアも同じです。その時も私は嫌でしたが、人数が少なかったのでやることになりました。神での証となりましたが、それも神様ではなく、私がカンボジアで感じたことを書きました。
Then it happened again last year in March.I was asked to do a testimony, and honestly, I didn't want to do it. But there were so few of us on the team, I gave in and agreed to do it. That time, it was a written testimony that was printed and distributed with the bulletin. But same as the first time, I didn't write anything about God. It was only about me and what I felt or experienced in Cambodia.
そんな私がなぜバプテスマを受けるのか?受ける決心をしたのか、それは今回の12月の旅が始まりだったと思います。
So why in the world did I decide to receive baptism? The beginning of that starts with my third mission trip to Cambodia. This is past December.
12月は初めてのメンバーがいて、彼らはとてもキラキラ輝いて、純粋な心で物事を見て、私はそれをとても羨ましく見ていました。そんな中、経験者の私を頼ってくれる、経験したことを思ったまま話してくれ、悩んでいることを打ち明けてくれる人たちがいて、あ、今回の私の役目は第一線でバリバリ活動するんじゃなくて、あ、これなんだと思いました。
In December, some of the team members were newbies. As I watched and listened to them, in a good way, I was envious of their pure, honest hearts and attitudes and how they seemed to shine. During the trip, they looked to me as an experienced member, opening up about what they were experiencing and struggling with, and both depending upon me and seeking my advice. I thought, wow, this is my role and purpose this time, to be a support for them, rather than being in the center of the work itself.
その時に神様を感じることができました。そしてとても怖くなりました。その理由は私から出てくるアドバイスが、言葉がジョエルさんやヒロさんみたいなことを言っていて、神様のことをちょっと考えて話していたからです。今までそんなことなかったのに、アドバイスの後ろに必ず、だから神様の方を向く必要がある、だから神様が必要といった言葉が頭の中で思い飛びました。それは口には出していませんが、頭に浮かぶほど私は無意識に神様を必要としているのかなと気づき始めた瞬間でした。
It was then that I really first felt God's presence and that freaked me outThe reason was that I realized the words I shared, the advice I was giving, sounded like what Joel or Hiro would say. In other words, I would think about God and share a little bit about him in my response. That had never, ever happened before. But I realized that the real foundation behind what I was saying was most definitely this. We need to look to God. We need God.It was then that those very words really hit the core of my very own being. Though I still wasn't really able to put it into words yet, I was beginning to notice that without realizing it, I was beginning to believe and accept the need for God and help.
今まで聖書勉強をしては途中で飽きてやめて、また勉強し始めてはやめてを繰り返した私でしたが、12月のカンボジア後、聖書勉強をしたいと心から思いました。神様を知ってみたいと思いました。そして飽きたらまた終わりにすればいいかと考えていたら、ジョエルさんが今回は逃げないでねって言ってきました。私は、あ、もう逃げられないんだ、どうしよう、まあでもやると決めました。
Up until that point, I would start to study the Bible, but then hit a barrier and would quit. I repeated that pattern a few times where I'd stop and then quit when it got uncomfortable. But then, after this past December trip, I really felt deep down in my heart that I wanted to really study the Bible. I thought to myself, I really want to know about God. And again, I thought to myself, if I feel uncomfortable, I can always quit again.But then, when I told Joel I wanted to start studying the Bible again with him, he replied, okay, but only if you don't run away and quit like all the other times. That made me pause. I can't quit. What should I do? I'm just going to do it. And I committed within myself to really do it.
それから勉強から逃げることなく、むしろ学びたい、知りたい、もっと知りたい。となって火曜日の聖書クラスや、水曜日の聖書クラス、日曜日の聖書クラスに参加して、頭だけをではなく、心から神様を知っていきました。
And you know what? I didn't run away and quit. In fact, my desire to study, to know, and then to know God even more continued to grow. Not only was I studying on campus on Tuesdays, but I began to come to the Wednesday night studies here.And started to join the study on Sundays after worship. Even more than that, the biggest change was that I wasn't just trying to know about God and making it just head knowledge, but that my heart was engaged and I was trying to know God intimately.
クラスだけでなく祈ることもしました。くじけそうになり壊れそうになったとき、神様に祈ってみなと何回も言われたことがあり、神様がいるかいないかわからないけれど、その時は我にもすがる思いでひたすら心の底から神様を求めました。
Not only was I studying the Bible, but I also began to pray. In a time where I felt like I was about to be crushed and broken, several people said the same thing to me. They encouraged me to pray to God. I still wasn't sure if God was real or not, but I was barely hanging on.So from the depths of my heart and soul, I began to seek God in prayer.
祈り方もわからない。まだあんまり神様のことを知らない私だけど、毎日祈り、神様を求め続けました。そしたら答えてくれたんです。一回ではなく、でも数え切れないほど答えてくださいました。
I didn't know what or how to pray. I didn't really even know God, but I began to pray to Him every day.I just continued to seek him, to seek his face and his heart every day. And God graciously answered me. Not just once either. I can't even count how many times he has answered me.
恵みも愛も平安も与えてくださりました。
He has given me grace, love, and peace. And he has given me salvation.
特に様からの愛は本当に素晴らしいものだと感じました。私はイエス様をバカにして信じていなかったし、彼のことをあんまり知らず、そもそも人間の愚かさゆえに十字架にかけられてしまったのに、私が必要とした時、心の底から求めた時に手を差し伸べてくれる彼の愛がとても胸に刺さるものがありました。
More than anything, I realized that Jesus' love is truly amazing. I thought Jesus was stupid and totally rejected believing in him.And I didn't really know him. It was this very attitude, this very heart, for why Jesus chose to die on the cross. Even in spite of all of that, when I really needed him, I reached out my hands towards him and sought him with my heart. His amazing love pierced my entire being.
火曜日の聖書クラスでこんな箇所を見てきました。ローマ人への手紙3章23節。人は皆罪を犯して神の栄光を受けられてな。受けられなくなっていますが、ただキリストイエスによる贖いの技を通して神の恵みにより無償で義とされるので、 イエス様がこの世に降りてこなかったら、イエス様が十字架にかかって私たちの罪を贖ってくれなければ、私は神様の栄光を受けることはなかったし、無償礼儀とされることもなかったと思うと思ったら、イエス様に感謝しかないです。
In our Bible study on Tuesdays, we read God's word that speaks to this very thing in Romans 3 verses 23 through 24. For everyone has sinned.We all fall short of God's glory. Yet God, in His grace, really makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. If Jesus had not come to this earth as human, if He had not redeemed us of our sins through His death on the cross, I could have never known God's glory and been freely justified by His righteousness. When I think about that, all I can do is thank Jesus again and again.
こんな神様に、イエス様にお返しできるならば、まずはバプテスマを受けることが一つと考え、今日私は神様、イエス・キリストの弟子となることを決めました。
If there is absolutely anything I can do to give back in thanksgiving to God, to Jesus, I realize the biggest and best I can give is to give myself. I can surrender myself to Jesus in baptism. And so I decided to receive baptism today.And to live as a disciple of Jesus for the rest of my life.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
おはようございます。
おはようございます。
日曜礼拝、そして私たちのバプテスマのために教会に来てくださったことに感謝いたします。そして一人一人を教会に集わせてくれた神様の恵みに感謝いたします。
I want to begin by saying thank you to everyone for being here together to worship God and especially to those who made a special effort to come to witness my baptism today. More than anything, I want to thank GodWho, by His grace, has drawn us here together in His presence to know Him and to know each other for His glory.
私は教会に入る前まで神様という存在を信じていませんでした。それは今まで神道や仏様、また万物一つ一つに神様が宿っているという八百万の神々に感謝したり、お願い事をしたりすることが習慣だったからです。そのためキリストを主とする神様をはじめ受け入れることができませんでした。神様や仏様にお願い事をすることはあくまで行事の一環で、霊的なことを本心から信じることに抵抗があったし、何より神様に頼るのではなく自分自身の力で生きていくことの方が大事だと考えていたからです。
Before becoming a part of this church community, I didn't believe in the one creator God whom we believe in and worshipUntil recently, like just so many others in this nation alone, I performed the cultural and customary duties of expressing appreciation for and requesting help from animistic spirits, the 8 million gods of Shinto and Buddha. So I didn't recognize or accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my God. Making requests of Buddha or the Shinto gods was more of an event or a cultural obligation rather than faith. And I resisted any connection to true belief.Or in belief in or obedience to anything of any religious or spiritual nature. At the end of the day, what was most important was not reliance on God, but rather being strong and being able to rely upon myself, my power, my truth, my perspective, and my values.
私は中学生時代に部活動、人間関係、勉学などにおいてあらゆる責任や競争に追われていました。常に他者との劣等感に苛まれたり、物事がうまくできないとその度に嫌だったり落ち込んだりしていました。そして3年生の夏に私は全てのことに疲れ果て、家に引きこもり不登校になりました。
When I was in junior high, I really began to struggle with my studies, my club activities, and competitions, and my friendships. Whenever anything wasn't going well or there was a problem, I struggled with feeling inferiorand would feel down and become discouraged so easily. And in the summer of my last year of junior high, I became so overwhelmed, I quit going to school. I dropped out of everything and socially withdrew from school and from everybody.
中学校を卒業して無事に高校、大学へと進学していきましたが、私の心の中はいつも空っぽでした。何もできない自分に生きる価値なんてあるの？親や他人に迷惑ばかりかけているのに生きている意味なんてあるの？と頭にこびりついて離れませんでした。孤独感と寂しさが襲って夜中に泣いてしまうことは少なくありませんでした。
However, I was able to graduate and then had no problems completing high school and entering university. But my heart was always empty. I wondered if I had any self-worth and if it was worth living. What's the purpose if all I'm doing is causing more burden on my parents and on other people?These kinds of thoughts swirled around in my mind and never seemed to disappear. Many nights I would cry myself to sleep or wake up and cry in the middle of the night because I was so lonely and so sad.
そして大学3年の初夏、授業中に突然涙が溢れ出して止まらなくなってしまう出来事が起こりました。後日、心療内科へ診察を受けたところ、うつ病であると診断されました。投薬治療を開始して以前よりも落ち込みは少なくなってきましたが、心の空虚感はどうしても埋めることができませんでした。
Then in the early summer of this past year, during one of my classes, I started uncontrollably crying and I couldn't stop. So I went to the psychosomatic ward and after some testing and consultation, I was diagnosed with depression. They prescribed medication which helped lessen the effects of the depression, but did nothing.Fulfilling or healing my heart.
しかし、そうした中で多くの学生からの誘いを受け、カンボジアのボランティア活動に参加することになりました。私はそこで初めて神様という存在を意識するようになります。シンガポールのベトク教会の礼拝堂に入った瞬間、私はなぜかすごく引き寄せられる感覚がしました。不思議と涙が溢れて何かに守られているような心地よい感じがしました。
In the midst of all of that, several of my fellow students at Ibaraki Christian invited me and encouraged me to get involved in the mission in Cambodia. So I decided to go this past December. That is where I can say that I first became aware of and really met God. In Singapore, when I entered the sanctuary of the Dope Church of Christ, I felt this strong pull towards God.It was mysterious and new and surprising and brought me to tears because I felt this strong sense of assurance, protection, and comfort in His presence.
そして、ジョエルさんからある聖書の箇所を教えてもらいました。前からも後ろからも私を囲み、御手を私の上に置いてくださる。あけぼろの翼を買って海の彼方に行き着こうとも、あなたはここにいます。御手を持って私を導き、右の御手を持って私を捉えてくださる。詩篇139章5節、9節から10節。この御言葉は孤独だった私の心に深く響きました。今まで遠くにいると思っていた神様は、本当は私のすぐそばにいるのだと感じました。
Day after, Joel shared this scripture with me from Psalm 139, and I'm going to read verses 5, 9, and 10. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.This word of God resonated deeply within my lonely heart. God, who I had always thought of was some distant, uninvolved being, was now the closest and most intimate presence I could feel with me.
カンボジアでもその御言葉を信じて活動に挑むことができました。特に子どもたちと触れ合う時間はとても平安と喜びに満ちていて、神様の臨在を感じました。そして今回のカンボジアの活動を通して、たくさんの出会いと気づきを与えてくださいました。この恵みに心から感謝いたします。
Then when we went to Cambodia, I carried that word from the Lord within me and began to believe and see its truth and its power. This was especially true when we were interacting with the children. I was filled with peace and joy and sensed the presence of God with me Being a participant on this mission trip not only brought new relationships into my life, but also helped me to realize some very crucial things for my life. And I believe this is also the grace of God for which I'm thankful.
カンボジアから帰国して、神様をもっと知りたいという思いがどんどん強くなりました。リエゾンオフィスでの聖書の学びや水曜日の聖書クラス、またクリスチャンの人たちからの神様の御言葉が孤独で空っぽだった心を満たしてくれました。同時に私の思い煩いや悩みが少しずつ消えていきました。イエス様と一緒なら暗闇や困難があってもきっと光を照らし導いてくれると思い、2月8日に私はバプテスマを受ける決断をしました。
After returning from Cambodia, I thought to myself that I really wanted to know God more, and that desire grew strong. I began studying the Bible in the IC liaison office, and then started to join the Wednesday night Bible study here, and then every time people with faith in Jesus shared the words of Scripture with me, the loneliness in my heart began to be replaced by and filled with joy.At the same time, my worries and my fears were lessened. I realized that if I was together with Jesus, His light would shine brightly in the midst of the darkness and my difficulties, and that He would guide me through those times. So on February 8th, I made a firm decision to become a disciple of Jesus and to receive baptism.
神様は私以上に私を知り尽くしておられ、私が言うこと、思うこと、すべて知っておられます。私がどんなに神様から離れようとも、神様は愛を持ってご自身のもとへ引き返してくださいます。詩篇139にもそう書いてあります。ボロボロだった自分を、神様はすべてを愛してくださり、大きな愛で私を包み込んでくださいました。
God knows me and He knows me completely, even more than I know myself.God even knows my thoughts and my speaking. No matter how far I try to separate myself from God, God's love can reach further and draw me back to Himself. It even says that in Psalm 139. God chooses to love me even when I am broken, and He covers me with that great love.
これからイエス様の弟子として共に歩めることを本当に嬉しく思います。そして神様を賛美し、神様の愛と恵みにもっと感謝したいと思います。
I am really excited to begin walking daily with Jesus as His disciple. And I'm thankful I can praise God and can intentionally grow in my thankfulness for His love and His grace in my life.
神様はどんなことがあっても私たちと共にいてくださり、いつまでも共に歩んでくださることを信じます。どんな困難や問題が起こっても、主はそこにおられることを信じます。私は主イエスを信じます。
I believe with all of my heart, no matter what, God is with me and will walk with me. No matter what struggle or what problem will come in the future, I believe that God will always be there. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
ありがとうございます。
Good morning, my name is Ayaka Kawanobu. I work in a children's home, a facility for children who can't be with their families for a variety of reasons. My workplace is in Tsukuba, so sometimes it is really difficult for me to be here for worship.However, I want to get to know as many of you as possible and hope someday you'll take the time to introduce yourself to me too.
はい、川野瑞希の姉です。血のつながった本当の兄弟と、神様の子としても兄弟になれることが本当に嬉しいです。そんなことがきっかけで教会に行くようになりました。
For those who don't know, I'm also Mizuki's elder sister. I am really filled with joy today because today we will not only be brother and sister related by blood, but we will also become spiritually brother and sister in Christ. And actually, God used my younger brother to bring me into this church family.
弟が、バプテスマを受けるからと、その前に一度教会に来てほしいと誘われて、初めて教会に行った日に賛美歌を聴いて泣いてしまいました。その時は涙が出た理由が分かりませんでした。
Mizuki said he really wanted me to come to worship at least once before the day of his baptism. So I came near the end of last October. When I heard the church begin to sing that first song of praise, I broke down in tears, but I didn't know the reason why at the time.
その時の教会の人たちの温かさが、忘れられなくて、また教会に行きたい、神様がどんな方か知りたいと、いう気持ちが強くなりました。ですが日曜日は仕事の日が多くなかなか教会に行くことができませんでした。そこで弟に相談してみると、水曜日の聖書クラスの存在を教えてもらいました。それから日曜日の礼拝よりも、水曜日の聖書クラスによく行くようになりました。
I will never forget how warm everyone here in the church was, and I felt strongly that I really wanted to come back again and wanted to know God more. However, my work is a shift schedulethat I have no control over. And one of the days they put me on to work most is Sunday. So it was really difficult for me to come to worship, even if I wanted to. When I shared that with Mizuki, he told me about the Wednesday night gathering for praise, study, and prayer. So even though I couldn't go on Sundays, I started going regularly on Wednesday nights.
行くうちの、最初の2回は祈らずみんなの祈りを聞いていました。それだけでも満たされました。その間クリスチャンの人と時間を共にする機会が、たくさん与えられて、その度にクリスチャンの方と私を比べて、改めて自分がダメな人間だなんだと、自信をなくしてしまいました。そんな時に3回目の聖書クラスに参加しました。祈らないと決めていきました。
The first two times I attended, though, when everyone else prayed, I didn't. I just listened to their prayers and was moved by them. But I was also struggling because I began spending more time with Christian people and started to compare myself with them. I thought it was so bad in comparison, and I lost confidence. So when I went to the Wednesday night study for the third time, I had decided ahead of time and told Mizuki and you that I wasn't going to pray.
しかし気がついたら、イエス様の名前でお祈りをし、神様を求めて、逃げていたことにごめんなさいをして、あなたのことを知りたいと目を開かせてくださいとお祈りしました。普段の日常生活の中でたまにしか行けないけど、水曜日の聖書クラスが私にとってはとても大切な時間になりました。
But when we began praying, without even realizing it, I couldn't help but pray. I was praying in the name of JesusAnd God, I'm seeking you, and please forgive me for running away. And then, I want to really know you, so please open my eyes to see you. In the busy rhythms of daily life, I was so amazed at how crucial and significant the weekly gathering on Wednesday nights became for me.
しばらく教会に行けない日が続くと、私一人では神様の御言葉が分からなくて、聖書を開いても一人でお祈りしても満たされませんでした。その時期は教会に行けば神様を感じられましたが、一人の時は神様を感じられませんでした。なので教会に行けない日が続いて、一人の時間が多いと、どんどんしていって、仕事でも嫌なことが続いて、一本の時がありました。私は本当に辛くて苦しい時に自分から周りに助けを求めることができません。
Then came a period of time when I wasn't able to gather at either timeAnd I was really frustrated and struggling. Even when I tried to read the Bible, I couldn't understand it. And even when I tried to pray by myself, I wasn't filled. In that time, if I went to the church, I could sense God's presence. But if I was by myself, I couldn't. In that season, I couldn't be with the church family. I was also becoming more lonely and struggled more personally, and was having more problems at work.And I'm the kind of person that when I'm really struggling and hurting, I don't let others know and don't seek help. So it got so bad and so heavy that I dreaded leaving my house.
そんな私のことを神様はよく知っていてか、本当にいろんな人を通して私を助けてくれました。イエス様が共にいてくださる神様であることを確信しました。
But gracious God, who knows me so well, worked through several people to help me in that time. And because I realized Jesus was with me, I became confident in who God is.
それから仕事3日前に仕事中も神様ともにいてくださいと祈るようになりました。すると不思議と穏やかに過ごせるようになって、教会に行けなかった時でも満たされ、平和の日が続きました。そこから神様に感謝してお祈りをすることが増え、神様の愛を強く感じて、僕に与えてくださっているのがすごく伝わってきました。
Then I began to pray before, and while I was working, God, please be with me. Then the most amazing and beautiful thing happened.Even when I wanted to, but was unable to be with the church family, God's peace came over me, and I was filled. From then, the more I began to pray with thanksgiving to God, the more strongly I sensed His love and became aware of His gift of grace.
私は自分の口ではバプテスマを受けたいということができずにいました。そんな時にアチスさんからバプテスマを受けないかと質問されて、まだまだ先だと思っていた私はすごく嬉しくて涙が止まりませんでした。
However, I felt like I couldn't express my desire to receive baptism by myself. When Atsushi noticed and asked me if I was thinking about it and wanting to get baptized, I began crying tears of joy because I really wanted to, but thought it was still a long way off before I could.
しかし私はすごく臆病者でビビリです。いつもあと一歩勇気を出して私が踏み込むことができればうまくいくって時に怖くなって逃げてしまっていました、今回もいざ洗礼を受けられると思ったら、とても怖くなってしまい神様に委ねることができず神様に歯向かってたくさん言い訳をして家族のせいにもして逃げようとしました。
At the same time, I'm a fearful personOften, if I would just have the courage to take that one step, I can move forward. But I usually become too afraid and run away. That happened in relation to my baptism too. While I knew and expressed I wanted to be baptized, I also became afraid and couldn't release those fears to God. So I made lots of excuses about why I should wait and even blamed some of the reasons on my family.
自業自得ですが、とても辛くて苦しくて、教会に行ってもモヤモヤが入らなくて、それでも求めていたけど素直にならなくて苦しい日が続きました。が、たった1週間ではあったけど、私にはすごくすごく長い時間に感じました。そんな中でも神様は私から離れず、ただただ愛してくださいました。
Even though it was totally self-inflicted, that was a painful time.I would come to be with the church and felt so unclear and unsettled, even though I continued to seek God. That time was only 1 week, but to me, it seemed to last forever. However, even in the midst of that, God never left me and never stopped loving me.
そして神様に委ねたいです。素直になれるように変えてください。勇気をください。バプテスマを受けたいですとお祈りしました。やっと素直になれて神様だけを求めることができました、このように神様は私は一人ではないことをたくさん教えてくれました。
Then I honestly prayed, God, I want to trust you. Change me and help me to be honest. Give me courage. I want to receive your baptism. When I prayed that, almost instantly, God cleared away everything else and I was able to seek and see only him so very clearly.Through that, God taught me that I am not alone.
これまでは人に弱いところを見せるのが嫌で、一人でどうにかしないかと思い立っていることが楽でした。でも彼はありのままでいられます。一人で踏ん張らなくても神様がいてくれるから頑張らなくても立つことができています。やっと自分の本当の場所ができたように感じました。
Until that moment, I hated showing my weakness to others and felt like I had to solve everything by myself.And show that I could withstand anything. But in the presence of God, I could really be me, as I am, rather than who I tried to be or tried to show myself to be. I didn't have to make myself stand by some false pretense, because God was there, holding me up and helping me to stand. At last, I had found the place where I belong.
1% の日本で茨城で、で私は神様に出会うことができました。それが神様が私に与えてくれた最大の恵みです。神様に出会えたこと、そして水戸教会の兄弟姉妹の中に入れることが私にとって唯一の自慢できることです。 この生涯を一緒に歩んでくださることがすごく嬉しくて喜びです。生きる糧となっています。私の周りには救ってほしい人がたくさんいます。たくさんの人が救われますように祈っています。
In the nation of Japan, where only 1% of the people are Christian, in Ibaraki Prefecture and in Mito City, I met God. That is the greatest blessing and amazing grace that God has given to me. The only thing I can boast about myself is that I know God and that I have been welcomed into Mito Church, this church family who seeks to follow Jesus. I am filled with joy that we get to walk this life together, this life of faith together.It is the spiritual food that gives life. There are still so many beloved people in my life. I desire to see and receive this salvation in Jesus. And I am praying that so many more people will be saved by him.
ありがとうございます。